This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The East Coast has been drenched by a fierce storm that shattered rainfall records, forced water rescues, caused power outages, and it's not over yet. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
The powerful coastal storm continues to bring heavy rain from eastern New York into southern Canada and gusty winds from the mid-Atlantic through New England, with snow forecast from the Great Lakes to western Pennsylvania into interior New York. Tens of thousands are without power in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Rhode Island, according to PowerOutage.us. Motorists stranded by floodwaters in South Carolina's Georgetown community had to be rescued, according to authorities. More than 9 inches of rain fell between Charleston and Myrtle Beach. In Florida, several outdoor celebrations had to be canceled because of the wind and rain. I'm Julie Walker.
This morning, the group Human Rights Watch is accusing Israel of deliberately starving Gaza's population, which would be a war crime. The Israelis immediately denying that. Israel accusing Hamas of stealing aid intended for civilians. A car plowed into a parked SUV that was guarding President Biden's motorcade last night in Wilmington, Delaware, while the president was leaving his campaign headquarters. The president and the First Lady, Jill Biden, were not hurt.
Secret Service personnel surrounded the vehicle with weapons drawn. The New York Times reports the agency issued a statement saying there was no protective interest associated with this event, meaning they believe the crash was accidental and the driver didn't know Mr. Biden was there. The Wilmington Police Department says no one was injured, and investigators are working to determine if impairment was a factor. Jennifer King, Washington.
Southwest Airlines will pay millions as part of a settlement with the government after it canceled thousands of flights last holiday season when a winter storm paralyzed operations in Denver and Chicago. This is AP News. A new study about children and obesity. The AP's Donna Warder.
A new study adds to existing evidence that obesity is on the rise again in young children in the U.S. The study, published in today's journal Pediatrics, looked at children ages 2 to 4 who were enrolled in the WIC program, which provides healthy foods to low-income families. Researchers say that in 2010, 2.1% of the children in the program were severely obese. 6 years later, the rate had dipped to 1.8%. But the latest study says that by 2020, the rate was up to 2%. The increase echoes other national data, which suggests that about 2.5% of all preschool-aged children were severely obese in 2020. I'm Donna Warder.
The top movie over the weekend, Wonka, which made $39 million, followed by The Hunger Games. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
For over 30 years, BHM has been the trusted CPA firm for closely held businesses across Ohio and West Virginia.
BHM has made life easier for myself and our company when it comes to tax and accounting.
At BHM, we develop top talent to tackle your most complex challenges.
A CPA firm can be the lifeblood to a successful business. If you don't feel that way about your firm, ask yourself why not.
Visit bhmcpagroup.com to schedule a consultation. BHM, the CPA firm simplifying the complex.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.